What's going on, everybody? America Football Network here with another video today. And today we're bringing you guys our Washington versus Oregon State preview and prediction. But before we get started, make sure you guys like and subscribe. Comment those thoughts and opinions down below. Let me know what you guys think of this game, who you got winning it. Give me those score predictions down in the comment section below. But let's go ahead and jump into today's video. So this will be the 7:30 game on ABC this Saturday. Washington comes in at 10-0 overall, 7-0 in the conference. So look back a little quick recap of their season so far. They beat Boise State week one, 56-19, beat Tulsa 43-10, beat Michigan State on the road 41-7, beat Cal 59-32, went on the road to Arizona, won that one 31-24, beat Oregon in my opinion, the most thrilling college football game we've seen all season long. Beat them in that one 36-33, then beat Arizona State 15-7, beat Stanford on the road 42-33, beat USC on the road 52-42, beat Utah last week 35-28. They got Oregon State on the road this week, and then they close it out next week against Washington State. You look at Oregon State coming into this one and what they've done so far. They come in 8-2 overall, 5-2 in the conference. Beat San Jose State on the road 42-17. Beat UC Davis 55-7. Beat San Diego State 26-9. Lost at Washington State 38-35. Beat Utah 21-7. Beat Cal on the road 52-40. Beat UCLA at home 36-24. Went on the road to Arizona, lost that one 27-24. Went on the road to Colorado, won that one 26-19. And this past week, absolutely stomped Stanford 62-17. They get Washington this week, and then next week they go on the road to Oregon. So both these teams got a tough game against each other this week and a tough game next week in Rivalry Week. But you look at this game on ESPN Bet, they have Washington favored by 1.5. They opened at 1.5 in favor of Washington. It's -2.5 now in favor of Oregon State. And most other places have that game going the same way. But their ESPN analytics have Washington winning this with a 52.4% chance to win this game. Oregon State 47.6%. So take that as you may. That is ESPN stats. So who knows? But a look at the quick series history with these teams, real quick. Washington is 68-35 all time with four ties. You look at this one. You look at this series history. Oregon State beat them in 2021 in Corvallis, 27-24. Outside of that win, they haven't beat Washington since 2011. Since Steve Sarkisian, Washington is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-1. 9-1 against Oregon State. DeBoer is 1-0 with a win last year, 24-21. So Washington's kind of dominated them recently since, 2010. They've dominated them. Oregon State with just two wins since then. But this is definitely a year that could change, especially with this game being at Oregon State. When I look at this game, I do think that Washington is going to be able to – I mean, they're an elite offense, probably the best offense in the country. Now, Ohio State has the best weapons. But they're just not clicking the way Washington's offense is. A big part of that is Michael Penix for them. And so you look at this, you look at this team, and early on in the season, they were just an air raid team, just putting the ball in the air constantly. But you look at what they've really started to do recently, and they've really started to get a run game going with Dylan Johnson. You look, week one against Boise State, 7 carries, 12 yards. Michigan State, 8 carries, 71 yards. Against Cal, 10 carries, 66 yards. Then when that Arizona game started, that's when they kind of started picking up. Against Arizona, 16 carries for 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. Oregon, 20 carries, 100 yards. Stanford, 18 carries, 84 yards. At USC, 26 carries, 256 yards. And against Utah, 23 carries for 104 yards. So they really started to pick the running game up. and the pass offense is not going anywhere. You look at Penix on the season, 249 and 366 for 3,533 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 picks. Romo Odunze, 59 catches, 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns. Like, this passing attack has been really good for the Huskies. But, you know, I worry about this team because their defense is not great. Their defense is actually, I would say, below average or average at best. And I see this as a potential opportunity for Oregon State to be able to play a little bit of keep away here. And that's what I worry about from a standpoint of Washington being able to win this game, is that Oregon State's just going to be able to play keep away with Martinez at running back, 155 carries, 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, and just a short passing game. I think that they might be able to do that and come away with a win by playing that keep away game, controlling the ball, controlling the clock, keeping that Washington offense off the field. You know, but at the same time, Washington's defense is so bad. I can see Martinez breaking off for a big run, and there goes holding the football. You just scored in, 20 seconds. So that's one thing to look at. I think another thing to look at is this Oregon State passing game and how that's going to fare. I think that Oregon State's going to be able to develop a passing game with DJ. I do. I think that they're going to be able to throw the football. It's up to him to make smart decisions. As a Clemson fan, I know he can definitely make those just dumb mistakes. But he hasn't really seemed to do that this year. 146 to 249 for 2,200 yards, 20 touchdowns to just 4 picks. So he's playing. He's having a really good year. I think he's in a really good system that fits him and his play style really well. And I think that they're going to be able to throw the ball against Washington. I think the home field is going to be nice for them. I think Oregon State's going to be clicking. But on the flip side, I think Washington's going to have everything going offensively as well. Obviously, Oregon State has a pretty good defense, much better than Washington's. But I still think that Washington is just such an elite defense that I don't really think it's going to matter. I think Washington is still going to be able to move the football. I think they're still going to be able to score points like they have. I would think Utah's a better defense than Oregon State. Washington played Utah. It was a home game for them, but they played Utah, put up 35 points on them just last week. So I do think that Washington is going to be able to score. And to me, it's really going to come down to, can Oregon State hold on to the football and keep that Washington offense off the field? If not, I still think Oregon State is going to be – if Oregon State doesn't choose to play keep away and they choose to turn this thing into a shootout, I think it's going to come down to it just like it did against Oregon in the Washington-Oregon game. I think it's going to be last team with the ball wins. Well, I shouldn't really say that because, Oregon had the ball at the end and missed a field goal. But you get the idea. I think it's going to come down to the very end, and whichever team has the ball last is potentially going to win. And I just, I've been going back and forth on this game and who I think is going to win. Like I said, Oregon State is favored by 2.5. But I finally settled on a score of Washington 31, Oregon State 27. I see this as a scenario of Oregon State's up 27-24, Washington gets the football, and Penix leads them down the field for the win, just like he did against Oregon this year, just like he did against Oregon last year. I think he'll do it to Oregon State this year. Penix has just been that guy since he's gone to Washington. He's just been able to find ways to win football games for his team and take them down the field on drives. And I just think that they have too many weapons offensively, especially now that they have a run game that is really clicking. Johnson has looked great. And I just think it's going to be too much for Oregon State to stop. I think Washington has just enough offense to survive their bad defense and to upset. I guess technically not upset considering they're undefeated and ranked number 5 in the country, but to outlast Oregon State on the road. I think Washington has what it takes to get it done. I think it's going to take some offense, but I think at the end of the day, they're going to come away as the victors. But that wraps up today's video. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Help me hit that goal of 1,100 by the end of November. We're about 30 away, so help us hit that. Or no, we're about 23 away now, so help us hit that. But I appreciate all the support. Check out the shop. We got some new merch over there. Appreciate all of you guys tuning in today, and we will see.